Incumbent Tom Corbett is unopposed in the primary after the Republican Party bumped his conservative challenger, Bob Guzzardi, off the ballot with a court challenge. But there's a free-for-all on the Democratic side. A once crowded and collegial field has narrowed to four candidates, and two are throwing some hard punches.
Why would he chair the campaign of a man arrested for his role in a race riot?
It's how Tom Wolf did business, and it can't be trusted.
So who are these candidates?
I'm Rob McCord.
I'm Allison Schwartz.
I'm Katie McGinty.
Hi, I'm Tom Wolf. I'm a Democrat running for governor.
Let's take a look at what these contenders bring to the contest and how the primary campaign has unfolded. Early on, the Democratic field was crowded, as many as eight candidates at one point. They appeared together often at forums, outdoing one another on issues like education funding.
Succeed. I would invest in preschool and full-day kindergarten and give our kids the best chance they possibly can have.
It's at the core of why I intend to defeat and evict Tom Corbett.
Policy differences among the candidates were subtle. Winning would require drawing distinctions. So when it was time for TV ads, the candidates focused on their personal narratives.
This is where I grew up. 10 kids in the family and one bathroom. Dad was a police officer for 35 years, and my mom worked nights in a restaurant.
I was raised by a single mom right here in Pennsylvania, and those first few years were pretty tough. But my mom never gave up. She was a teacher, and she understood the power of education to change lives.
That was Katie McGinty and Rob McCord. Early on, both touted their impressive resumes. McCord ran venture capital funds before winning the state treasurer's office. McGinty worked in the Clinton administration and later became Ed Rendell's environmental secretary. One candidate who didn't focus on her childhood was Congresswoman Allison Schwartz. From the beginning, her message was that from the state Senate to Congress, she wasn't just an advocate for progressive ideas, she got things done.
One of the first pieces of legislation I worked on, you know it is CHIP. I pushed and I pushed hard and we got it done.
But the most effective of the bio ads came from the least known candidate, York businessman Tom Wolf.
I was born and raised in central Pennsylvania.
Dad joined the Peace Corps and served for 2 years in India.
And then he went to MIT, where he earned a PhD.
Wolf's beautifully produced ads used his family to present his story. A homegrown Pennsylvanian who did interesting things, rescued his family business and treated employees fairly, and served as Governor Rendell's revenue secretary. As good as they were, the money behind the ads was more vital. Wolf put $10 million of his own into the race, so he got on the air first, and for weeks, voters saw his commercials and nobody else's, giving Wolf a commanding lead. As the race matured, to change the dynamics, the others had to attack. Recently, McCord seized on the hot-button issue of race.
Why would he chair the campaign of a man arrested for his role in a race riot, one that left a black woman dead?
The charges involve Wolf's former association with a York, Pennsylvania mayor who allegedly played a role in a race riot decades before. Schwartz followed with a hard-hitting ad punching holes in Wolf's image as an effective and socially responsible businessman. The issues in the race became character and leadership, and whether Wolf or one of his rivals has the experience and judgment for the job of governor. Here's what some of McCord, Schwartz, then Wolf had to say at their last debate about whether Wolf acted quickly or publicly enough in 2001 when the York mayor was accused and later acquitted of murder in a race riot decades before.
Good people sometimes make bad leadership decisions. If we'd finished the conversation much more overtly and less coyly, we wouldn't have had to run the ad. But we do need a leader who will stand up and fight for people, including seniors, veterans, and public education professors.
You were faced with a chance to speak up publicly. You chose not to. So the question now is, if you were faced with that same question presented to you today, would you do the same thing? Would you choose not to speak up?
Judge me by my life. I stayed in the campaign for the 2 or 3 days it took to get him out of the race. He withdrew from the race and the campaign ended. That was the sum total of my connection with Charlie Robertson. I was responsible for getting him out of the race. I'm proud of that. And I'm also very proud of what York has done in terms of bridging the racial divide and the role that I've played in leading York through that chapter.
McGinty stayed out of the fray, saying she'll fight once she's in office for all Pennsylvanians. A Franklin and Marshall poll released Wednesday shows Wolf with a 17 percentage point lead over Schwartz, his nearest rival. But there's an interesting twist as the race comes to a close. Republicans have run a TV ad and several hard-hitting mailings attacking Wolf, and the mailings are going to registered Democrats. Franklin and Marshall political scientist Terry Madonna says this is beyond unusual.
It's virtually without precedent.
Without precedent, Madonna says, for one party in a Pennsylvania gubernatorial race to intervene in the other party's primary.
The only conclusion you can draw is that the governor's campaign wants to pick the candidate to run against the governor in the fall.
It's clear, Madonna says, that Corbett doesn't want to run against Wolf.